Proclamation number 8785 of 20th of March, 1964. God wants to free people from error. It shall be said to all of you that truth alone is the right path to perfection, to a safe return to me. For how are you to reach your aim if you go astray? If you are not given correct knowledge of your purpose of existence, or if wrong advice is given to you, if means are suggested to you which have no influence whatsoever on the maturing of your souls, how can you expect spiritual success from wrong explanations of my nature and my will when no truthful image of me is developed for you and you do not strive for the one thing in your earthly life? To cultivate love for me and your neighbor within you, which alone brings your soul to maturity. You can believe it, mankind has everything wrong and above all truth. Far more erroneous than right teachings have taken root in the thinking of men, and these erroneous teachings can never lead to me. That is why it is my constant effort to guide you men into truth. To give you clear knowledge about purpose and aim of your earth life, but for which explanation must also be given to you about the cause of your being of man on earth. The knowledge, which is passed on from man to man, is not safe from deformation, because men's thoughts cannot always be influenced by me, but far more often by my opponent, and he will always deform pure truth. Hence only error and lies will ever emanate from him, but just as truth can only ever emanate from me and must therefore also be requested from me. For you must desire it as you once resisted all light and thereby sank into darkness, into confused thinking and completely wrong concepts, which my opponent transmitted to you. But light alone gives happiness, and light is every truthful knowledge. Light goes out from me and illuminates the way back to me. And that is why I again and again seek to bring pure truth to you men, to enlighten you about error and therefore to enlighten your spirit, which can never feel well in darkness. Truth will make you happy, and as I love you, because you are my creatures, I also want to help you to happiness, which lasts forever. And this can only be achieved on the way of truth. You must know about my nature so that you give love to me, but love connects you with me, and love also secures eternal life for you, because love is power, and only he can live who stands in full possession of power and can be active all the time. You men must desire to move in truth. You must not be satisfied with all spiritual knowledge which you receive from fellow human beings. You must always ask yourselves whether the guarantee for pure truth can be given to you when you are taught by fellow human beings. And you must earnestly desire to stand in truth. Then you can expect with full certainty that it will be supplied to you and that you will then also feel it yourselves whether truth or error is supplied to you. Only this desire for truth must be your innermost wanting. Not only words or shallow wishes are allowed to express this, but you must desire truth in all seriousness, and you will be protected from all error. Because I myself am truth. And I myself want it that my creatures move in truth, but I do not determine your will, which is free. But unmeasured I will consider a man who strives for me myself. And he will see the way to me brightly illuminated and now also cover it in the certainty that it leads to the right destination. For this reason you humans should all ask yourselves whether the spiritual knowledge you possess corresponds to the complete truth. You should seriously examine the spiritual knowledge you have adopted as to whether it testifies to a God of love, wisdom and omnipotence, and you can reject as erroneous any teaching which causes you to doubt this. For the truth will always reveal my nature to you as supremely perfect, as infinitely loving, immeasurably wise and supremely powerful. And you will also be able to love such a being. But I want to win your love because it leads you back to me again. Your love towards me will also always fulfill my will, and you will yourselves mature in your souls, what only love achieves. But as long as you walk along in error, your maturing will be questionable, because error is part of the adversary, and he will always seek to prevent your maturing during earth life. You seriously have to come to terms with the thought that you cannot achieve spiritual success as long as you lack truth, and that your earthly progress can then be in vain, for you are only on earth for the purpose of reaching your aim, the final perfection, and become blissfully happy, and become blessed. Amen.